I slipped. My finger slipped off that
yes,
bell.
Yes, the bell, the slippage of the bell.
Yes.
Drones deliver a different perspective, and now a clear dividing line. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Lothian. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media, and you are?
Oh, thank you. I was going to say, all of a sudden,
I've introduced myself. I mixed it up a little
bit. I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media, so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is inspired by Away, thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all travel with features like an ejectable TSA-approved battery or a built-in front pocket. They come in a range of colors and materials that suit your travel style. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS. You like the story, Jimmy, about these drones. Drones, by the way, are delivering now, I guess, for Amazon. They have some pilot programs or whatever.
Is that a play on words?
Oh, very good. No, it wasn't intended
pilot
to be.
Program.
Yeah.
Drones have to get piloted.
Exactly. they're being used for people who are doing mapping work or any kind of surveying work, all kinds of stuff. And then for people who just want to fly them around and pretend that they're pilots. And now comes this other interesting project, started off in Cape Town, South Africa, where, and by the way, Jimmy, I did not know that this title existed, a drone photojournalist. That's relatively new, I guess, since we didn't have drones.
What actually I enjoyed the most about reading this article is not so much that it was a drone taking, because when you see drone photography, it's moving video.
Right.
This guy is a still photographer.
From the air.
So he's looking at the moment. The still moment that will capture and tell the story.
And he always shoots straight down, apparently.
Straight down.
At an angle.
Although, when I looked at some of the pictures that accompanied this, they didn't look like they were.
No, they did. I was wondering if they froze video for those, and then he had the straight down photos. But
nonetheless. By the way, do you know what his name is?
His name is Johnny Miller.
No, I thought that was the golfer Johnny Miller, or the golf analyst Johnny Miller.
Well,
a drone photographer.
Isn't there like a skater Johnny Miller? Miller. Then there's the downhill, but that's Bodie Miller.
Bodie Miller and
Johnny Weir.
Johnny Weir, right.
I am amazing myself at these names I'm pulling.
And a lot
something
of them
must
sports.
Happen.
A lot
I think
of them sports.
I think rest over the holidays, even though I didn't get that, but maybe it's the fireplace. Something is drawing names out of me today. Because usually I hit the wall with names.
Just the new year.
Maybe that's what it is.
You're sharp, Dan.
I flushed all the old out, now the memory came back.
So where can people see these videos?
I think you go online, but it's a project, what he calls Unequal Scenes. And what he does is he documented the disparity, if you will, between those who have and those who have not. So flying over a place like Cape Town, you can, with these snapshots, you can see sort of the dividing line of how, you know, there's
the townships.
The township, exactly. So you have very
and the suburban areas.
Exactly. And you know where the first time I thought about
one
something
side
like
of the
this,
tracks
and the
other side of the tracks.
There's that historically.
Right.
But also when I was in India and we were next to the slums, which was in that movie Slumdog Millionaire where that was shot.
Mm-hmm.
And that is almost right across the street from one of the wealthiest people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
This guy named, I think his name is Ambadi, and he owns a tower. It was, you know, I mean, a real tower. It's like an office skyscraper kind of thing.
Gotcha.
And that's his house. That's not like he lives on the top floor. Like the whole middle portion of this is where he parks all his cars. And it is, you know, there's everything in there. And I remember thinking at that time, oh, my goodness, you know, he's looking down over this slum.
On the little people.
And this is right here, and he's right there.
Right.
And so what Johnny Miller is doing is it started off in Cape Town where he would show these pictures as a way to get us all to have a conversation about poverty and extreme wealth, or not even extreme wealth, but, you know, those who don't have and those who do have.
Mm-hmm.
And so initially he funded it himself. And then now he's gotten some funding from the Thomson Reuters Foundation where he's being able to move this and take these shots in other parts of the world, including Nairobi, Karachi, which is in Pakistan, and then Mexico City, which is in Mexico. You know, what fascinated you about this, Jimmy, to be able to sort of see the disparity in one photo like that?
Again, what fascinated me was not the haves and the have-nots, not the actual photos, mm-hmm. because I've seen these stories. I mean, I studied South Africa when I history of South Africa when I was in college, which was a long time
You've
ago.
Never told me about that, I don't think so.
History of Southern Africa.
Oh, wow.
I know, apartheid. And,
well, I know that, but I didn't know you studied it.
Botswana.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, okay. Botswana is somewhere else, though.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
But, I mean, you know, the old Rhodesia. I mean, there's a lot.
Yeah.
The Afrikaners, the not nice people.
No.
No, okay. We did not like those people.
Okay.
Anyway, I digress as I normally do.
That's what makes it so interesting.
Oh, yeah, I'm
sure. But what fascinated you about this story?
That he was using stills with a moving apparatus.
Oh, apparatus. Like, so most, although there is some, the other day I hired a drone operator just to give some stills.
Interesting.
And we ended up getting, while you're up there, get us a couple of videos, but
right.
the client
so
wanted a couple of
again,
stills.
I have to ask this question
yes.
because I'll be honest.
You don't know.
I've never flown a drone.
Well, I haven't either, but I've been with people who've flown drones.
Okay, so can they control on this little iPad or whatever
yeah.
they have, this phone or whatever they're using, iPad.
It's a controller, and then you also
controller.
You have a controller, and then you also have a screen, which is your iPad.
Right,
or
which
iPhone.
You can see.
Right,
which
exactly.
you can see what the drone is delivering
right.
visually.
And you can move the drone camera around for different angles.
Different angles.
Right.
Okay. And you can stop and hit a still?
Right. So, all of these are different, you know, but
yep.
the one that we were working with, you shoot video or you do stills.
Mm-hmm.
So you can.
Oh, it's either or.
It's either or. Right. Now you can go back and take a video and then freeze it because we're talking about high resolution video here.
Right. And
so
that's my whole point. That's exactly
but this
where
was,
I was going.
This was as it's flying, you're snapping pictures and then you go into video mode and you start doing video
gotcha.
As well.
Gotcha.
But here's the issue. I was watching a cable show. It was early last year. And it was, I don't know what channel it is, but it's a show where they just fly around the whole time they're in the air. And, you know, the whole thing, it's like tours of whatever. They just fly, fly, fly. They never come down to the ground. They just fly, fly, fly. And at first it was like, oh, this is pretty cool. But then it started annoying me because there's just more, there are more dimensions to life than just sort of flying over it. And so I wonder if. And I get what he's doing here, right? You see this angle, and it's stark, right? It's vivid, it's visceral. It gets us to have a conversation. It's the reason we're talking about it here on our show.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, is it a complete picture of what's going on? I mean, just you know, when you go up high, sometimes you can make things appear closer than they are. You can make them appear worse than they are. You can make them appear better than they are. And so, is it in fact just providing more mud in the water? Is it more of a distortion than it is an enhancement of a problem?
I think it is more. I'm not sure if it's a distortion or not, but I will tell you what Johnny Miller said about this because he did talk about the power of the still photo.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're kind of
right,
moving
right.
towards that too. He says the still photo seems to stick in your brain longer. He says it's easier to create a compelling and profound piece of media that moves because of its ability to hold the viewer's interest, largely because of the apprehension of what's coming next.
Mm.
Whereas a still photo is a full story.
Right, right.
And I think I talked about this before in my multimedia journalism class at Dean College this year. I put up these very nice photos that everyone's seen if you have, you know, any kind of media, whether
right.
it's a phone or a TV or a tablet or whatever. You've seen these photos, and I said, describe the photo because you know the cliche. Can you tell me 1,000 words? Describe this photo in 1,000 words. Now, that is a very challenging exercise for anyone.
Right.
And but I think it kind of relates to what we're talking about because this still photographer believes that his still one frame image is telling a full story, a middle and a plot in the middle
right.
and then the end, just by looking at the differences in their neighborhoods from above.
Right, right.
And which I found interesting.
Right.
I just found it very interesting. I'm big on using media to tell stories,
right.
whatever that media is. And, you know, here's a guy who's using what was really invented for video
right.
imaging for still imaging.
Right. No, I think that it is. We've long looked for examples of things that will spark the conversation and lead to real change. That will allow communities and countries to really buckle down and try to find solutions for this problem of poverty and the disparity that we see between here in America, between the inner city communities and other communities. And maybe this is a tool. It's not the answer. I don't think it's the answer. Just seeing something and talking about it isn't the answer. But it brings something to our attention in such a way that maybe it will lead someone to do something about it, right?
Yeah, right.
Do something more. It's not that people aren't doing anything about it, but maybe people will do more as he continues to travel around the world and document this this dividing line, if you will.
Slumscapes. Slumscapes documents.
Right.
That more than 900 million worldwide, or nearly one in every seven people, live in the world's slums and are now emerging as a dominant and distinct type of settlement
That's
in
amazing.
The 21st century.
That's amazing that that many people.
That is. Dan, I do not see anything that's going to make this change.
No, but I think, you know,
now that we're aware of it, is that what you're saying?
Well, yes. I mean, look, Jimmy, you and I, we probably would not have done a story about poverty on our show. It's just not the kind of show where we talk about those things. But here we are talking about it.
Well, because somebody's using media.
Exactly.
We're getting behind the media.
Exactly.
That's what we're doing.
Yes. Or above it.
Or above it. So he's using a form of media to tell a story.
And it's a story that has
it's
a
upsetting
big,
to me.
And it's a big conundrum story where people have been fighting forever for solutions. And hopefully this will, it's again, it's not the answer, but maybe it's just yet another tool in the toolbox that would help to lessen that gap that we see between the haves and the have-nots.
Right. And anybody who knows anything about whether it's substance abuse or just bad habits, that you have to recognize and embrace the fact that you have a bad habit or a problem with substances, and you have to change your behavior.
Right.
But
So this is the recognition.
This is the recognition. This is like, whoa, this is out there. Now we'll see what the rest of the world does when they see this and say, you know what? I need to give more money to different organizations,
right.
Whatever it happens to.
No, you're right. And by the way, you know, for those of you who are listening to our podcast in studio, we have a monitor with a lovely fireplace in that monitor. And a while ago, it gave up. There was a little spark that flew up, and I actually thought it was a real spark. I got away, whoa! And then I realized it was the video.
Well, you're also the one who thought it was actually warmer on your side because
well,
you're
true.
Closer to the monitor.
I think it is. If you feel it's warmer and our podcast is much, much warmer, hotter in the new year, let us know. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and also drop us a line at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.